NPR's business news includes halted gun sales in California. Two of the nation's largest gun manufacturers have announced they will stop selling semi-automatic handguns in California. This is because of a dispute over a new identification law. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports.
California's new micro-stamping law affects all new or redesigned semi-automatic handguns sold here. It requires they be equipped with laser technology that imprints a handgun's make, model, and serial number onto shell casings when a bullet is fired. The idea is that police at a crime scene would have another tool to link a gun to a shooting. Mike Feuer first wrote the bill that passed the California legislature back in 2007. He's now the city attorney for Los Angeles.
It'll enable law enforcement to crack down on gun crime and to put behind bars gun criminals who otherwise would never be effectively prosecuted because there would never be a lead in those cases.
But gun manufacturers have long questioned the technology. They argue that if it worked, more law enforcement agencies would use it. They don't, and they're exempt from the micro-stamping law. Recently, Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger put even more weight behind that argument. They're stopping selling semi-automatic handguns in California markets altogether rather than comply with the new law.
This is a slow-motion handgun ban.
Dave Koppel is a policy analyst at the libertarian-leaning Cato Institute and law professor at the University of Denver. He says micro-stamping would work if criminals actually registered their guns, when reality, he says, most don't. And Koppel sees micro-stamping as an excuse to gather data about all gun owners, not just criminals.
In a way, it's sort of a parallel to the NSA. You can either selectively wiretap the suspected bad guys, or you could try to get everybody's email and read everything.
Well, it's baloney.
L.A. City Attorney Mike Feuer says the flap over gun rights and micro-stamping is being overblown. He says it's about curbing gun violence in cities like his.
No gun owner who has that gun for self-defense has any reason to object to micro-stamping. All micro-stamping does is provide law enforcement with leads in gun crime.
That's now an argument before the courts. Two lawsuits have been filed seeking to overturn the micro-stamping law, one in federal court and another most recently in state court. The suits will be closely watched, as will the fallout from the gun manufacturer's decision to stop selling certain handguns in California. At least three other states with gun laws closely aligned with California's are considering similar legislation. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.